When I began to play guitar, my uncle is a musician and he's playing flamenco and jazz guitar in Nigeria. And he has a very nice classical guitar. And when I was very young, so I put my head on the guitar to hear all the very nice sounds. So I grew up like that. Until now, I'm searching the energy of the sound.
That you heard as a child.
Yes.
Herzlich willkommen und danke fürs Einschalten beim Elbphilharmonie Talk. Wir sind Julika und Tom und dieses Mal gibt es eine verhältnismäßig kurze Folge mit der französisch-algerischen Singer-Songwriterin Suat Massi. Tom, sie war ja nicht das erste Mal in Hamburg seit relativ langer Zeit, aber das erste Mal wieder und natürlich das erste Mal im großen Saal der Elbphilharmonie. Du hast sie vor dem Konzert gesprochen, richtig?
Genau, wir haben vorher gesprochen, vor dem Soundtrack, vor dem Konzert. Sie hat ein bisschen in ihrem Gedächtnis gekramt, aber sie erinnerte sich daran, dass sie vor 18 Jahren war das dann wohl, in Hamburg schon mal aufgetreten ist und dass es auch die Fabrik gewesen war, in der damals alle relevanten Weltmusikkonzerte eigentlich stattgefunden haben und viel Jazz.
Sie fand auch eine gute Location, ne?
Und sie fand die Location toll und hat irgendwie eine Menge Erinnerungen daran gehabt. Und sie war aber doch cool genug, dass sie gar nicht im großen Saal war, bevor wir unser Gespräch geführt haben. Erst danach habe ich sie dann hochgebracht und dann guckte sie in den Raum und dann war das A's und des O's kein Ende, aber ja, fand ich schon cool.
Du warst ja dann auch im Konzert abends, oder?
Klar, ich war im Konzert, ich habe es mir angehört und es war schon bemerkenswert, weil sie so, ich fand sie, man kann das ja nachgucken im Stream, vielleicht wirkt das auch im Stream anders, aber im Saal hatte ich den Eindruck, dass sie sehr besonnen war. Sie hatte eigentlich nicht so diese
Show.
Strahlkraft oder so dieses auratische Moment, dass die Leute sozusagen wie bei anderen sofort von den Sitzen springen und denken, jetzt kommt die große Legende, so, sondern sie war sehr zurückgenommen und das ist aber dann aufgegangen irgendwie im Verlauf des Konzerts, fand ich, wurde das immer wärmer und kulminierte dann skurrilerweise für mich eigentlich am allerstärksten in der Zugabe, wo sie ganz alleine gesungen hat, wo ich dachte, wie toll, davon hätte ich fast gerne noch mehr gehört. Obwohl die Band super war, aber naja.
Ja, aber ich fand sie auch irgendwie sehr verbindlich. Ich habe es eben nur im Livestream verfolgt, aber sehr verbindlich, sehr konzentriert und überhaupt nicht so extrovertiert showmäßig unterwegs. Ne?
Nein, das war auffallend.
Was ist für dich das Besondere an ihrer Musik?
Ich mag die Songs sehr, sehr gerne. Ich mag diesen Kreuzungspunkt aus diesem Nordafrikanischen, was man spürt, was natürlich auch in der Artikulation der meisten ihrer Songtexte spürbar wird, weil sie halt viel auf Arabisch singt. Gleichzeitig hat sie, das thematisieren wir auch ein bisschen, sich sehr früh intensiv mit Flamenco beschäftigt, mit Fado. Also sie hat eine sehr iberisch-portugiesische Seite und dann natürlich auch was sehr Französisches irgendwie in der Musik. Und es ist eine interessante Gemengelage, wenn man so sagen darf, die es einfach sonst nicht so richtig gibt.
Man merkt richtig, wie viele Worte man braucht, um dann doch irgendwie ihren eigentlich unverkennbaren Sound zu beschreiben.
Ja, ja. Aber das liegt eben daran, dass es von wirklich vielen sehr prägenden und auch definierten Einflüssen herrührt. Und dann merkt man, ja, okay, es ist eben kein Fado und es ist kein Flamenco, überhaupt nicht. Es ist jetzt auch kein Rai, da hat sie ja irgendwie doch eine eigene Spur gelegt in der populären Musik Nordafrikas. Und es war auch interessant, mit ihr über die politische Situation zu reden oder darüber zu reden, wie das aufhören musste für sie und warum sie nach Frankreich gegangen ist und solche Dinge.
Hast du denn auch versucht, sie selber dazu zu bringen, dass sie einmal ihre Musik beschreibt und sich irgendwie zuordnet?
Ich glaube, sie war ganz dankbar, als wir dieses Wort von der Saudade irgendwie ins Spiel gebracht haben, wo sie sagt, ja, das haben die Leute früher immer schon gesagt und eben genau das ist es, Fado. Und ich habe dann noch lange mit ihr rum zu definieren versucht, ist jetzt Sehnsucht das Gleiche wie Traurigkeit oder gibt es da nicht noch eine kleine Nuance zwischen diesen beiden Empfindungen? Aber wir sind da nicht wirklich bis zum tiefsten Grund vorgestoßen.
Bevor wir jetzt in die Analyse dieses doch sehr klingenden Wortes gehen, würde ich sagen, viel Spaß beim Hören und unbedingt den Livestream noch anschauen. Gibt es in der Elbphilharmonie Mediathek. Packen wir euch natürlich auch in die Shownotes.
Und ein paar kleine französische Worte kommen auch noch rein in den Talk von ihr.
Aber man kann gut folgen.
Man kann wunderbar folgen, es ist überhaupt kein Problem.
Viel Spaß!
Elbphilharmonie Talk, der Gesprächspodcast der Elbphilharmonie.
Great! What an honor, Suat Massi.
Thank you. The honor is for me too.
I love your music since a very, very long time. I think since one of your very first recordings, the rosé one where you're standing with the guitar.
Rawi.
First, I think it's first.
Storyteller.
2001 or 1999 even.
2001.
See, yeah. See. Yet, and we have just spoken briefly, and you say you have been to Hamburg before.
Yes,
apparently
but
some.
I didn't remember which year, but I have in my memory some of images of my past here, and so in the wonderful venue. So I think I come in the past.
But then today, I mean, you're playing in the Grand Hall of Elbphilharmonie, and there will be a live stream. And how excited are you on a level between zero and 500?
You know what? I'm very exciting and very happy, and it's an honor for me to play in this wonderful venue. And it's not only my dream. I think it's the dream of a lot of Maghrebian artists. It's a privilege, and I'm very happy to be here and to sing.
And I have to admit, we don't have so many artists from the Maghreb,
really?
Even from France. I mean, we do have people from Lebanon, like Ibrahim Malouf, the trumpet player. He's been here repeatedly. We do have singers every now and then from the French-speaking African countries, or also French-speaking African countries. And very rarely we do have artists from France. Like we had Albin de la Simone and a couple of singer-songwriters, but it's not really big here. So I wonder how, because they always say Germany is such an important market.
Sure.
And I wonder, how is your experience with this country in total?
Like I told you, I it's not my first experience here in Germany. I come in the past. I made a few tours, so I know I have an audience here, and I like the reaction of people here in my music. It's when I have, for example, a comment from people from here, and I have this connection with the German audience.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
Yeah.
So you are playing mostly, I guess, the program from your latest recording. And Sequana is the name. What does that mean?
It's the goodness of the healthy and the hope.
The goodness of the what?
It's like a medicines to save people.
Health.
Yes, healthy. Okay. Yeah, sorry for my accent. Okay. And it's the name, I take it from a place in the past in France. People go there to, make prayer.
Oh, like a sanctuary, or like les Saintes Marie de la Mer, or Lourdes.
Pour se soigner, en
pour
fait.
Se soigner.
Pour se soigner.
Pour se guérir.
Pour se guérir, voilà. J'ai oublié comment dire en anglais.
So it's a healing kind of healing journey.
Yes, and me, you know, when I don't feel good, I go to the sea or next of the water, and I feel better myself. So the idea comes from here.
You feel better when you are close to the water.
Yes.
But then I mean, Algiers?
Yes, yeah, sure. I live in Babelwad, who is very near from...
Very close.
The sea.
There's one song, I think it's the latest that you recorded, Loin de ma terre, which is just a single with a French singer.
Yes.
And I was wondering, Loin de ma terre means far from home, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was wondering, is the longing growing with the years you've lived? The longing to the place where you come from?
To be honest, it's not my song. I didn't write it.
Okay.
But it's a song of a big poet, a French poet, Françoise Marie Joris. And I hear this song when I was in the plane with my engineer of the sound. And it was, for me, a big surprise, because I feel in love with this song and with the lyrics and with the heart of the song, and the song speaks to me, and I feel it. So I ask the singer if I can sing it, and she accepts. And each time, yes, I feel myself in this song, far from home, far from my family. So I feel good in France, but I miss a lot of things in Algeria.
And how often do you go there? Do you travel to Algeria?
No. Today I come from France.
Today you come from France, sure.
Yes,
but
yes.
And I know you basically live in France.
I live
but
in
are
France.
You traveling back and forth? Do you see your family, or is this...
Not now.
Not now.
No, it's not easy.
So politically you couldn't go in, probably, or what's the reason behind?
I don't know why, but I didn't find the time, and I don't know if it's a good time to go there.
I understand.
Yeah.
So then the longing, of course, I was thinking about the longing in total in your songs, because, you know, in the Portuguese and in the Brazilian music, you speak about the saudade, which is a kind of tristeza,
melancholy,
and kind of blue feeling.
Yes.
And in your songs and in your voice and in your
the tempo of the heart that really sings through you. It feels more like a longing, like a desire. That would be the primary emotion. Is this just more my perception, or does it have some truth for you?
I'm saying the truth because when I was young, I was listening a lot of fado and Spanish music and flamenco. And this kind of music, they speak to the heart directly. And I think I was inspired from this music. And the first emotion, like you say, is the sadness. And so the music travel and they take us all from the own emotion.
Yeah. But then there is this longing, which is another nuance of feeling.
Yeah, saudade, like you say.
Yeah.
But they told me the same thing when I was in Portugal, I was in Brazil. They told me we found this feeling of saudade. So.
Which is like the common thread that connects you with this culture.
Yeah.
One particularly interesting part of your younger years in music making is this band called Atacor, which you played in with rock. Your brother, rock.
No, I began to play with my brother at home.
Okay, just the two of you.
Yes, it was very hard because he's a very good player of piano, so very classical, you know.
Okay. And you came with your guitar and with your singing?
He teach me first how to play guitar, and after that I take some lessons in the Association of Music in Algeria. After that, there was a group who is Atacor, a rock band, and I stay with them not a lot of time, 2 years, and the... make me understand what is rock music.
But 2 years is not nothing, I would say.
And, wasn't, it was for this period very hard. It was in the civil war, so we can't make play music like we want. So it was by episodic.
So it was regulated in between. You couldn't perform, you couldn't play, you couldn't rehearse.
Yeah, but it was a very interesting and very rich experience.
When I heard Tvam, the song of this latest record, I felt, aha, this is maybe coming back to your, with this loud guitar and the rhythm, and it is really this primal rock energy coming back to you.
You know what, this kind of music, rock and hard rock music, will give me, gave me in the past a very a force and make us strong. It's huge how music can give energy and power.
And stamina.
And we have no choice. So you have to become a warrior to live. Yeah.
Yeah, but then there is also much tenderness in this warrior person of yours. At least when I listen to your voice, when I listen to your way of playing guitar, you're super wonderfully accurate, but it is very poetic.
Thank you. There are some songs who are cool, where, like you say, very poetic. And a few songs who are more strong and... on sent la colère.
Rage. The fury.
Rage, yeah.
Fury, at least. So this Sekwana record is particularly nice because it has so many different shades and colors and influences, and the arrangements are beautiful. I mean, there's banjo in it, there is violins, and in every song there's a couple of surprises. And in total, it feels a lighter record, maybe than the previous ones, at least in my perception. As if you would take life a little easier? Could one say that? Has life become easier for you with the years?
No.
And can... No, not.
So for the album, Sekwana, I just want to say I worked with Justin Adams, who is a very nice musician producer, and it was a pleasure... to work in England with a few musicians and from England and Justin Adams. If the life until now, it wasn't easy with me. So I spent very hard time my life. And music gave me a lot of hope. And I have two daughters. Mm. So I have to be strong, and I have to... You say...
take responsibilities and be there.
I have no choice, so... c'est-à-dire, il faut que je reste debout, il faut que...
Yeah.
Voilà, donner les bons exemples pour...
You can't
pour
let
les
yourself go, because
no,
you
I
have
can't.
To be there
I
for
can't.
Them.
Yeah. I can't. Yeah. And yeah, it's like travel in this album because I have a lot of chance. I'm an artist, so I travel. I'm traveling since 7 years. So I go to Australia, I go to America, I go to Africa, for the Middle East. It's a very big chance for me. And je voulais juste transmettre, partager un peu ces voyages dans mes chansons.
Oh, okay. So ouais. This is more like a travel book,
yes.
Or something. Yeah, I understand.
A lot of nice things I meet and I discover in each country. So I'm free. So the music must be so free.
But then there is also some joy in it. I mean, some joy in the songs.
Sure.
That's what I wanted to hint to. You know, thinking. Your previous records, oftentimes I had this feeling of saudade.
Oh, yes.
And now there was a lighter vibe to it, so to speak.
Yes.
And maybe it's the surrounding, maybe it's the arrangement, but even the sound of your voice sounds happier.
It depends on the songs. It depends on the songs. Some songs are, you know why? Because when we play music, that give us very, we are happy. So... some of songs we are happy, we'll see on stage, and we share a very nice moment, and with
people. And then it
people.
Goes back into.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you also briefly about your guitar, which is, I think, a little smaller instrument, or at least in your hands, it looks as if it would be a little smaller. You play it on a very high level, just before your chest, close to your heart. Is it true? Because the sound of the guitar is as if it would be, the volume of it would be smaller.
You know what? When I began to play guitar, my uncle is a musician and he's playing flamenco and jazz guitar in Algeria. And he has a very nice classical guitar. And when I was very young, so I put my head on the guitar to hear all the very nice sounds. So I grew up like that. Until now, I'm searching the energy of the sound.
That you heard as a child.
Yes. And with him, because he was a very, very big musician. And I still, I keep attention to play and to sing, to keep in this very nice energy. So I'm all the time searching this very special sound.
The sweet moment of the tone and of the.
Yes. Sometimes we are on studio and I don't know, it's a few moments we can capture a very magic moment when we play. And it's very hard to keep this.
To
capture it and to put it on the album.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm on. I focus on that because I try when I record to have very. A real sound and to keep this energy.
So this also is an answer to the question, how come that sounds so intimate?
I think when we work with a person who understands us, who is musician, who is interesting to the lyrics and the story of the songs and to the artist, he can come on your word and with the respect and to cap this energy. That's what I share with Justin Adams. And for the next album too, I will work with him because it was very...
It's proven to be a very good mix.
Yes, it was very nice.
Justin Adams, is he the man who's playing with Robert Plant? Is this the connection?
Yes,
it's
the same.
I mean, Brilliant.
Yes,
records
brilliant.
He makes.
Yes.
I love that.
And I told him, for me, the most important thing is to be real, to respect people who will hear my music and my voice, and I don't need other things.
Mm-hmm. So what one thing that's really almost a shame, because many, many people will listen to your music barely and then only via Spotify, and nobody, unless you sing and you don't sing in English, so all the lyrics for the non-Arab-speaking people are just... They don't know what you're singing about. I guess you will maybe tell a bit in the concert what the songs are about on stage. Is there a place on your website where all the lyrics are written down? So in translation, so that people who are really wanting to go into it can research it?
I have a translation. I translate all my songs and my CDs. All my CDs have a book with English lyrics, and I have in my website, personal translation of my songs.
That's very good, because many, so many people don't buy these CDs anymore,
yes,
you know. And
frustration, they don't understand.
Yeah, and then they just like the voice and the sound, and they think, oh, what's she thinking
about? I will speak a few moments before songs for people.
Tell me again about this guitar. Is it smaller than the normal guitar would be, or is it just the sound of this specific instrument? Because you have normal big hands, so you, you could
so
play.
So you speak perhaps of my little guitar. I have it since 7 years, but now I have a very nice classical guitar from Yamaha, and she's coming from Spain, and it's his gift. So you will hear it. It's a very nice sound.
And it's a nylon string.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure getting to know you just a little bit.
Thank you. For me too. Thank you very much.
Das war der Elbphilharmonie Talk, der Gesprächspodcast der Elbphilharmonie mit ausgewählten KünstlerInnen aus unserem Programm. Wenn du keins der Gespräche mehr verpassen willst, abonnier uns doch einfach auf deiner Lieblingsplattform und lass natürlich gern immer eine Bewertung da. Für Tickets und Infos zu den Konzerten in Elbphilharmonie und Leisthalle besuche uns auf www.elbphilharmonie.de. Dort findest du in der Mediathek auch weitere Podcast-Formate sowie viele Konzertstreams, Interviews, Hintergrundartikel und spektakuläre Musikvideos.
Elbphilharmonie Talk, der Gesprächspodcast der Elbphilharmonie. Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.